Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
We'll be going to Ocean View in a moment or two, because whenever we speak of Ocean View, unfortunately, it is often related to gangs and gangsterism and the impact that they have on the community of Ocean View. Unfortunately, the last conversation I had was about a 9-year-old who had been killed in Ocean View while preparing for his grandmother's wedding. And I remember that call from his aunt, like it was yesterday, where she said, the one moment he's excited about his grandmother's wedding, the next moment we're returning home with a body. How do you actually deal with that? I still don't know. And there was a time, in fact, when the community of Ocean View had called for all sorts of protest action and calling on surrounding communities and people of Cape Town to show them support. I thought I'd bring you a different conversation regarding Ocean View. You know, unemployment is rife in South Africa, and it obviously has devastating impact on society. And a project has been founded in Ocean View to try and help those who are unemployed there. And joining me on the line is Joey Laffey, a resident of Ocean View and the organizer of a project to find employment for residents there. Joey, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What is the project that you have started, and how is it going to help with issues of unemployment in Ocean View?
Okay, so around about last year, the 20th of September, I felt with all the crime that was happening and so forth, and the people that was being killed, I felt that I needed to do something. But at the same time, I knew that I couldn't do it on my own. I felt useless. I just needed to do something. So what I did was I sent a SMS or a WhatsApp message to most of my contacts and asking them if they felt the same. To my surprise, it was many that felt the same. We then joined this, or we started this group where our aim is to basically to uplift Ocean View, to do anything to just try to uplift Ocean View. So we had a few projects running from last year, and the thing is we didn't want recognition at all. So some of the things that we did was, for example, we were doing some cleanups in masker clothes, because people were starting to dump and so forth, and we did some cleaning in a lot of other places as well. We also assisted the Ocean View Cricket Club with helping them get on hand or get some children involved with cricket, because I do believe that when the kids are, there's nothing for the children to do. So when you try and get these kids doing cricket or any type of sport facility, it will take them or steer them away from the bad ills within our community. I must say that we were quite blessed when it came to the cleaning projects and so forth, and these various things that we were doing, because there was people that came on board, businesses like Into Foods, they donated us some biscuits and so forth. Absa Bank gave us some goodies as well. Let me just think. There were so many that gave us everything, gave us a lot of stuff.
And I imagine that level of support is what is needed for the project to continue succeeding, is it not? Both from private entities as well as government.
Yes, yes, please, we do need some assistance here.
Out of interest, Joey, have you registered an organization yet or something like that? Because obviously it does make it easier for people to donate when there is an NPO, because then there are tax benefits, for example, for them down the line when they are reporting tax returns to Treasury.
No, we haven't registered at all. And the reason for that is because, like I said, we wanted to be unknown. So the person, say, for example, you come up with an idea within our group, right? You come up with an idea to help uplift Ocean View. You will run with that project, and you establish your own network of friends and so forth. So, no, we haven't registered an NPO at all.
And how has the community received the project?
The community has received it quite well, and in actual fact, I don't even think that they are aware of it because we didn't advertise it as much. We didn't say we did it.
And is the plan to raise more awareness about it, though, Joey? I mean, ultimately, in order for you to have the kind of impact that you desire on the community, where you have,
we do, depending on the type of plan that we have. So, for example, we do the cleaning. We will send, like, if we target a specific area, letters will be sent out to the neighbors and so forth, and then they become aware of that. And they were coming out. There was neighbors that was helping. There was people that was bonding. There was people working together. You see, our aim is not just to ask for organizations to give Ocean View help. We want to help each. We want to help ourselves by helping each other.
And what is your next project? What is the next thing that you're going to be inviting people of Ocean View to come and do?
So we have we've decided to start a database where everybody or everybody's skills and so forth. If you have a skill or a trade, so you just need to give us your contact details and so forth, so that we can build up a database so people can know what skills are available within Ocean View, and therefore empowering those that does have the skill or the trade, but nobody knows that they can do it.
Yeah. What is the situation like in Ocean View now? Have the SAPS, for example, and the community gotten the gangs and gangsterism issue under control? Is it safer now for children to be walking around and playing on the streets again in Ocean View?
It is okay. It's much better than what it was last year. But there's always room for improvement again.
And if somebody wants to help out in any way with your project, how do they get hold of you, Joey?
Okay, they could send me a WhatsApp or give me a call. I will give my number. My number is 079-374-1479.
And we'll be sharing that number on our social media platforms again. That number, 079-374-1479. Thank you very much to Joey Laffey, a resident of Ocean View and an organizer of a project that seeks to find employment for residents. Thank you very much indeed for the work that you're doing.